Two of today's headlines pull in opposite directions. Anthropic published a catalog of state-linked crews using Claude for espionage and weapons work, and on the same afternoon, NVIDIA's chief executive explained why his business grows another 70% next year. Today's digest for September 11, 2026. 9 stories covering AI misuse, breaches, model launches, and a mobile platform reversal. 3 hours. That is how long one criminal crew needed to go from a single stolen developer token to full administrative control of a victim's cloud environment, according to the threat intelligence report Anthropic published Thursday. It covers December 2025 through August 2026 and sorts what the company disrupted into 7 categories, from cyber operations and surveillance to biological misuse and conventional weapons development. The cases are specific. One espionage group Anthropic ties to the Russian operation known as Midnight Blizzard ran campaigns against Ukrainian government bodies, military units, and drone makers, alongside diplomatic targets in Europe and the Middle East. 9 influence operations were disrupted across 6 continents, one of them a commercial influence for hire network standing behind roughly 70 fabricated news sites. The through line is pace. Intrusions that used to run for weeks now close in hours, and Anthropic's own framing is that the cost has been inverted back onto defenders. The same report raises the stakes on a second front. The assumption about frontier competition is that each lab trains its own model on its own data. Anthropic's account describes something else. It says 5 distillation campaigns pulled close to 200 million exchanges out of Claude, all attributed to China-based companies. The largest is laid at Alibaba's door, 151 million exchanges between May and July, peaking near 3 million a day across about 3,500 accounts aimed at capturing the model's reasoning traces. A smaller campaign attributed to Moonshot ran roughly 300,000 requests in 10 days. Anthropic also alleges that Moonshot and DeepSeek quietly routed some of their own users' requests through Claude. Attribution came from the shape of the traffic. One fixed prompt reused across thousands of accounts is not a coincidence. To a breach now, and a large one. If you have handed a driver's license to a doorman in the last few years, your scan may be in this one. ID Scan, a Louisiana identity verification company, has confirmed that attackers reached customer data on its cloud platform. The company holds more than 150 million license records across the United States and Canada. And the stolen set includes full names, license numbers, and images of the documents. It surfaced on September 1st, when the journalist Brian Krebs found a dark website offering searchable access and found senior Pentagon officials in it. ID Scan has posted a notice without saying how many people are affected. Same pattern, different actor. Researchers at Grey Noise say a Russian-speaking threat actor compromised at least 440 papercut servers across 395 organizations in 48 countries and handed most of the labor to software. The human built working exploits for 2 flaws in the print management product in a lab, then pointed autonomous agents at the internet, running on commercial coding models. Those agents reached code execution against live victims in under 4 hours and administrator rights 2 hours after that. At the peak, 11 organizations fell in 26 seconds. Education absorbed the worst of it with 204 victims, then retail and hospitality. Papercut confirmed exploitation in late August and shipped emergency patches. Set that against the other side of the ledger. Buried in Cognition's announcement is the detail that explains the rest of it. The company did not train this model from scratch. SWE2 is built on Kimi K3, a 2.8 trillion parameter base, then refined with reinforcement learning pointed at cost rather than capability. The claims follow from that choice. On the frontier code benchmark, it scores 50.0 against Fable 5.1's 50.9, which Cognition says it reaches at 64% lower cost, and it trails GPT-6 Astra at roughly a quarter of the price. The efficiency number is the sharper one. At its medium setting, it uses 58% fewer steps than the model it replaces. It shipped Thursday across Devon's desktop command line and web products. No pricing was published, which leaves the cost claims hard to check. 155 million views. That is the reach of the post former Anthropic researcher Jacob Coxon published on Tuesday when he left the company and said plainly that the pace of AI development frightens him. 2 more departures followed. Joe Benton, who led a safety research team at Anthropic, and Josh Engels, a safety researcher at Google DeepMind, both gave NBC News their first interviews since resigning. Benton's worry is that progress goes from blistering to uncontrollable with no clear line between the two. Engels was blunter. "There are no adults in the room," he said, "and no one is coming to save us." Both are joining METR, the nonprofit that evaluates frontier models for catastrophic risk. Both cited the same event as the reason for moving now, the July intrusion at Hugging Face carried out by autonomous systems running on an unreleased OpenAI model. The money is arguing the opposite case, and louder. The consensus read on AI infrastructure has been that the spending is near its peak. NVIDIA's chief executive spent this week arguing the reverse. Jensen Huang said the company can grow revenue about 70% next year, which would put it near $680 billion against the $400 billion it expects this year. His case is positional. Every lab runs on NVIDIA, and the company tracks land and power commitments closely enough to see demand before it books. On the charge that its investments are circular, he was dismissive, saying a dollar in and a hundred back is not a circle. To a platform decision, reversing itself. For any team that standardized on React Native to avoid writing an app twice, Shopify has just made the argument for the other direction. The company is moving all of its mobile apps back to Swift and Kotlin 6 years after going the other way. The Shop app has already shipped fully native. The flagship Shopify app, more than 300 screens plus widgets and a watch app, is in progress. The reason given is not that React Native failed, it is that the problem it solved stopped being expensive. Shopify adopted it in 2020 to stop building every feature twice and to let engineers without mobile experience contribute, and says that worked for 6 years. What changed is that coding agents can now implement a feature on Android using the iOS version as the reference, and the reverse. The team rebuilt the Shop app from prototype to store release in 12 weeks. Another bet from the same era getting repriced. Bending Spoons is buying Miro, the collaborative whiteboard company, for $1.36 billion in cash. Miro was valued at $17.5 billion in late 2021, so the deal lands about 92% below that mark. The business underneath it is not in trouble in the ordinary sense, 4 million paying users, roughly 100 million total, about $600 million in annual recurring revenue with 90% of it from business and enterprise accounts, $435 million in net cash, and profitable. What it has is a 2021 valuation and no route back to it. Bending Spoons, the Italian company that makes its living buying discounted software businesses, picked up Airtable for $1.28 billion in August under much the same logic. Miro cut staff twice on the way here, in early 2023, and again in late 2024. Worth watching out of today. Whether any company Anthropic named answers the distillation claim on the record, and whether it costs them anything if they do not. That is the digest for September 11th. Thanks for listening. Credit the corpus, not the voice reading it.